man, if somebody ate something that violently disagreed with them, you might have to go in the bathroom and...
Diarrhea?
Well,
regurgitate?
This way, yeah. Okay. He had to.
Regurgitate?
Any other word for it?
Vomit.
Is that word vomit, is it just a neutral word for you, or is it, to you, is it crude or joking or what?
Neutral word.
Alright. What would you consider a joking word? He had to.
Joking?
Or crude?
Keith, they spit up.
Does that strike you? Do you, how does that strike you?
Okay.
That bug. What about puke?
Well, I mean, you...
Have you heard it?
Yes, I heard puke.
Would you say that's crude?
I think I've heard it in a food menu. Okay. She makes me want to puke. Yeah.
What about she makes me want to throw up?
Throw up, just her throw up.
Would that be crude?
Yeah, because that's when you mean that she makes you feel good.
Okay. Well, let's say, well, gosh, I ate that pizza. I think I'm going to have to throw up.
Yeah, you said.
All right, now, when I use throw up like that, would you consider that crude or just neutral?
I don't think you could use another term. I don't know if it makes any difference.
Don't like that word, the phrase.
I don't use it.
Yeah, okay. What about barf?
No.
You heard that? Never heard that, okay. Up chuck?
No.
Haven't heard that. Okay. Somebody who's sick that way, you say he's sick where?
On the stomach?
Okay. Alright, now, when we were in probably 7th grade or something like that, you know, when they were teaching traditional grammar and all this stuff, this distinction that they made between two words, in the first person you used a certain form, in the third person you used a certain form to indicate future events. I blank go to town in a week, or I blank go to town tomorrow. You know, the difference between shall and will.
I shall go to town in a week.
Yeah.
I will. I didn't know the difference.
Oh, what would you normally say? I go to town with you in a few minutes.
I would say I will go to town.
Yeah, okay. All right, me too. Okay. What about this expression? If you meet or just have to meet.
I'll go to town with you.
How do you do that?
I said, I'll go to town.
Yeah. If you just happen to meet an old friend of yours that you haven't seen in years, you might say what? Upon seeing them for the first time in a long time.
Gee, it's nice seeing you.
Okay, well, okay. Fill in the blank here. Gee, I sure am to see you.
Glad to see you.
Okay. You ever heard people use another word in place of glad there to mean
something? Always the proud.
Proud. Yeah, okay. Okay, talk about courtship here. Say if a boy keeps seeing the same girl pretty regularly and the neighbors figure that he has serious intentions about her, they say he was doing what?
Courting her.
Is that word still used?
No, I don't think it would be used. No. He's talking to her. That's what he'd do. He's dating her.
Okay. You would say he is her what?
Boyfriend.
He is his
girlfriend.
And if he comes home with lipstick all over his face and his little brother sees him, he might say, you've been
kissing.
Okay. What if he asked her to marry him, but she doesn't want him, you say she did what to him?
Reject.
Okay. But if she didn't reject him, you say they went ahead and got
married.
And at the wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is the
best man.
What about the woman who stands with the bride?
Matron or maid of honor.
Okay. In this part of the country, have you ever heard of any kind of activity that went on after the wedding? Say if a lot of people followed the couple back to their home, if they're not going on a honeymoon, and just generally raised a ruckus, you know, like firing off shotguns and playing tricks on the couple, just kind of generally got out of hand.